from the birthplace of the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with Jeff.
Anytime at all.
Somebody to love, just look into my eyes. I'll be there to make you feel right. If you're feeling sorry and sad, I'd really sympathize. Don't you be sad, just call me tonight. The sun has faded away, I'll try to make it shine. There is nothing I won't do. When you need a shoulder to cry on, I hope it will be mine. Call me tonight and I'll come to you.
Offside 2 of A Hard Day's Night, and was also recorded during the final sessions for that album. And as you may recall, back in the 1980s, it made quite a few headlines, that song, because the handwritten lyrics by John Lennon were sold at auction down at Sotheby's in London for £6,000, which still to this day is a lot of money. But can you imagine how much those lyrics are now worth in the year 2022? You can definitely add a couple more digits. Handwritten original Beatle lyrics by John Lennon. Yeah, it'd be a small fortune now, wouldn't it? A wise investment for whoever purchased them back in the 1980s. Anyway, welcome along. This is Beatlemania with me, Jeff, the second edition of the show across the southwest and Exeter on DAB, and also wherever you're listening to us right now via our website, zestradio.co.uk. I know there's loads of wonderful and weird apps out there that people tune in across the globe. We have got what you've become accustomed to from last week's show once again on the way, with 60 minutes of classic tunes, some rarities, tracks that you might never have heard before, even some tunes in early form, demo versions, versions of songs that turned into something totally different. That's what we do here at Beatlemania as we celebrate the greatest band there ever was, the Beatles.
There is a place where I can go when I feel
there is a place where I
the Cavern to the Abbey Road crossing and everywhere in between.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living a life for so many years.
Father snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?"
We
never thought of ourselves,
she's leaving,
never a thought for ourselves.
Oh.
We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
What
did we do that was wrong?
He's happy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
Something inside that was always denied for so many years. She's leaving home.
Bye bye. It's Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on a Sunday here on Z60s, playing a tune there which carries a fascinating backstory. When you dig deep into the history, what that song was about, and a really, really bizarre connection that the Beatles have got with the person that they're actually singing about. It was inspired by a story that featured in the Daily Mail about a teenage runaway. She's Leaving Home was described by George Martin, by the way, as not strictly speaking a Beatles song at all. He described it as pure McCartney from start to finish. Now, in February 1967, this is where it all begins for that song. Paul McCartney read about Melanie Cox, who was a 17-year-old A-level schoolgirl from Stamford Hill, North London. She went missing without her car, checkbook, or spare clothes. Now, her father was quoted at the time in the paper as saying, "I cannot imagine why she would run away. She had everything here." Now, Paul obviously read that story, thought there's a good song there. The girl herself, Melanie's done many interviews, quite famously with Rolling Stone back in 2017, where she actually said she could not believe when she heard the tune how accurate it actually was about how she was feeling and her life at the time. And this is the bizarre connection between that girl and the Beatles, because coincidentally, she'd actually met them some time before she ran away. Back on the 4th of October 1963, she won a miming competition on the TV music show Ready, Steady, Go. The Beatles were making their first appearance on the show that day, and because she'd won an award, Paul McCartney actually presented her with it. Isn't that crazy when you think about it? And then years on, she runs away. Paul reads about it in the papers, not realising it's the same girl he gave the Myman Award to. And what a tune comes out of it. The magic, the pure magic of the Beatles. And that's what we celebrate every week here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on Z60s across the southwest and Exeter on DAB and wherever you listen right now via our website, zestradio.co.uk.
Biggest hits and a few rare ones in this Beatlemania with Jeff.
It's getting better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
Better all the time. Better.
writing of that tune is one of Paul McCartney's go-to stories, which if you've seen him in concert or you've seen many interviews involving Paul, you'll know he likes to tell the story about how that tune came about and also how it showcases the different approaches to songwriting, Lennon versus McCartney. Paul was all upbeat singing about it getting better all the time, and then John's contribution was, well, it couldn't get much worse. It worked though, didn't it? As it did all the time when it came to the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on a Sunday. We're going to actually stick around the Sgt. Pepper's album for a little bit longer, which Getting Better was taken from. It's an album which took a long time to sort of, when you look at it versus some Beatles albums, they were in and out within a day or two with the early ones. When it came to Sgt. Pepper though, between November 1966 and April 1967, over 400 hours were spent in the studio with numerous takes of the many brilliant tunes that featured on the album. And that's what we're going to do right now, is sample take 9 of the opening track, which is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Not only are we going to have the tune that they play, but also a little bit of the conversations, a little bit of insight into the magic that happened at Abbey Road whilst they were putting that album together.
Another day singing it.
Yeah, I just heard it then, that was nice.
Yeah, and what you can do with the bits where you can't get it because you haven't got enough breath, you can just stop.
Just take over.
From the birthplace of the Beatles, this is Beatlemania with Jeff.
Close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
get me here, you say, the words I long to hear. Darling, when you're near. Words of love, you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
Here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on a Sunday across the southwest in Exeter on Zest 60s on DAB Radio, and also wherever you're listening to us worldwide right now via the website zestradio.co.uk. Now, it wouldn't be Beatlemania with Jeff without including a couple of live tracks, and we like to do that each and every week here on the show. This one, every time I hear it gets me a little bit jealous and envious, because I have a couple of close members of my family who were lucky enough to see the Beatles in all their glory in their early days. Some actually at the Cavern. Can you imagine that, seeing the Beatles at the Cavern? Other times at some of the big theatre venues across the Northwest. And this is one that always comes up when a particular person in my family reminds me, oh, I went to see the Beatles, and he'd tell me about the time the curtain would go up and he'd talk about this one being played. It's fantastic. It is a cover version, but it's one that the Beatles have sort of made their own. Roll Over Beethoven.
Beatlemania and beyond.
Well, I'd rather see your dead little girl than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, I won't know where I am.
You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. With another man, that's the end, little girl.
Mm-hmm. you with another man. That's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man.
On the show then, when we played You Know My Name, Look Up The Number, I quoted an interview that Paul did in the 1980s where he described that as one of his favourite ever Beatles songs. On the flip side to that though, I'm going to quote another interview right now, this time from 1973 that John gave, where when talking about that song we just played, he described it as one he's always hated and it was his least favourite Beatles song. He did add though that it was George Harrison's favourite, well, one of his favourites, so we'll play that for George. It was Run For Your Life from Rubber Soul by the Beatles here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on Zest 60s on a Sunday across the southwest and Exeter on DAB and also via wherever you're listening right now, which is pumped from our website zestradio.co.uk. We will continue with a song where John sings about something that he absolutely loved. You won't have to look far to find a story about John's love of sleeping, and this with his little ballad to that.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning like I'm in the middle of a dream. Stay in bed, but
biggest hits and a few rare ones in this Beatlemania with Jeff.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is sitting perfectly still. Nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. His head in a cloud, the man with the foolish grin is talking perfectly loud, but nobody wants to hear him. They can see that he's just a fool, but he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning
scene now from Get Back, where Ringo is just staring at Paul as he plays the piano, and he says to Michael Lindsay-Hogg, the director, "I could just sit here and watch him for days." I think we all felt like that at that moment. We were all Ringo, weren't we, at that moment? And there is another fine example of Paul just sat at the piano trying to, you know, weave up some magic, and it was a song that eventually became a very magical one. That was the demo of Fool on the Hill by the Beatles here at Beatlemania on a Sunday with me, Jeff. We're going to continue right now with an early take of a song which went on to be an absolute classic. We were talking before about the song that John hated the most when it came to the Beatles. This was one that he talked about very favourably because it was very personal to him in many interviews that he did throughout his lifetime. It's the very first take of a song that became very different towards the end once magic was weaved by the lads and also George Martin in the studio. But this is take one right now of Strawberry Fields Forever.
Living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know. It's a dream, I think I know, I mean a yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
from Carnaby Street to Woodstock, and everything in between. This is Zest 60s.
Well, I've got a baby crazy for me. Yeah, I've got a baby.
The birthplace of the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with Jeff.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know?
further evidence there of how we do things a little bit differently when it comes to Beatlemania each and every Sunday with me, Jeff, here at Zest60s. I did say, though, when we began our journey, that we weren't just going to play the finished product and the hits that we know and love to this day. We were going to dig deep into the Beatles' archives, play some rare takes, some tunes at the very beginning of their journey where they began as one thing and ended up something totally different. Last week we evidenced that when we played Child of Nature, which was a song that eventually became a big hit for John on one of his solo albums, as Jealous Guy. That was the first take there of I'm Looking Through You, and right now we're going to continue with not the single version of the tune that came out, the Beatles' third single, but one which featured on the Live at the BBC albums, which came out first in the 1990s, and then, of course, I think the second one was 2013, wasn't it, when that was released. This is a song that was written on the back of a tour bus on the way to Shrewsbury on the 28th of February 1963. It was inspired by the You To Us letter section of the NME. Can you guess what the song is? Of course you know. It's this one.
To the Abbey Road crossing and everywhere in between.
makes me wanna cry. Were you telling lies?
Night before.
Was I so unwise?
Night before.
When I held you near, you were so sincere. Treat me like you did the night before. Like the night before.
Which I'm sure you have if you're listening to a show which is deep diving into the career and the life and times of the Beatles. You'll know that that was performed in a field by the Beatles whilst all sorts was going on. There was tanks, there was explosions in the background. The Beatles, the night before here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on a Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Got no kick against modern jazz, unless you try to play it too darn fast and lose the beauty of the melody until it sounds like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me. I took my love on over across the tracks, and she's been a man of wailing sad. I must admit they had a rocking band, man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they had a jubilee. Them Georgia folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me. Don't get to hear them play a tango, and in the mood they take a mambo. It's way too early for the congo, so keep a rocking that piano. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a black beat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it,
playing the biggest hits and a few rare ones in this Beatlemania with Jeff.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Celebrate flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Lucy. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away.
on a train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope
song. Will have to be our last one for this evening.
Yes!
Oh, yes! You know, sorry, but, so, we'd like to thank everybody here tonight for coming along. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we all hope that you've enjoyed the show. Have you enjoyed the show? Great. Lovely. Thank you very much. And we'd like to finish off with a song which is recently on one of our albums over here. It's an old Little Richard song and it's called Long Tall Sally.
From the birthplace of the Beatles, this is Beatlemania with Jeff.
One, two, three.